for the last few years. I don't know why. I guess I've been feeling a bit lost. I think you're cute. I wanted to get to know you. But I didn't realize who you really were until recently. I don't know why. I guess it's just the way we get taught to do life. The truth gets lost in time. I grew up. You went away. Where did you go? I did not know. But the older I got, the worse things got for me. And I guess that's when I started to think about why I ended up this way more frequently. I thought about death a lot. How many ways could I die without committing suicide? These thoughts made me think about you a lot, in a different way. I've been trying to remember what you were like as a kid, what you liked and didn't like. Unfortunately, most of what I remember is a lot of sad stories, hard times that caused a lot of hard cries, like the times when you got picked on and made fun of for how you looked on the outside. Kids can be so cruel at times. And then there's the times when your mom dropped you off and broke your heart every other Sunday at 6 o'clock. And the times your father tore you apart. The times your friends made you feel like you weren't good enough. I also remember some good times. Like the times down in Indian Point Road. But those times are few and far between. I think about what you were like in your teens. How hard it was to fit in when you were so different. So strange and abstract. And I think about what happened after that, in college, in your 20s, then your 30s. And as I sit here close to 40, I wonder if you ever imagined you'd become anything close to who I've become. And I wonder if you saw me now, when you were really young, like back when you were, say, 8, 9, or 10, would you like who I am? Would you be in awe of me? Would you want to be like me? Would you love me in the same way I loved her before she died on me? And I wonder if you'd be disappointed in me. If you knew me in your 20s, old enough to know how hard life is, but not fully aware of how dark it can get. I wonder if you'd be devastated by what I did, the way I handled things. I wonder if you'd be crushed by my bad decisions. And I wonder if you knew you were going to die from a deadly disease, would you have done things differently than me? I wonder if you'd be afraid of who we were meant to be. It's hard to say how you would feel about me. But as I sit here and daydream about us, about our life growing up, about all the stuff that happened to us, more than anything, I wish I could give you a hug. At every age and at every stage, I wish I could see who you really were. Your skin, your eyes, your teeth, the lines and shapes your body makes, your personality traits. If I could see you, I would tell you about all the times I messed up and why I hurt us. I would tell you it wasn't your fault. I would tell you how loved you really are. I would tell you why your mother and father broke apart. And I would tell you how awesome you really are. I would tell you not to feel sorry for them. And I would tell you you don't have to be their parent. I would tell you to be a kid. And I would tell you to hold on to your innocence. I would tell you it's okay to be strained. And I would tell you it's cool to have bangs. But I know I can't go back in time. But maybe I can change the future by reminding you here and now, in this moment in time, in all the times to come. I love you so much, my love. I always have. I just didn't realize who I was. I didn't see you the way I see you now. And I'm so sorry about that. Yes, I have regrets. But I want you to know that things will get better now that I know. so be prepared to see some dramatic changes in me. Be prepared for all our loose ends to finally make sense and come together perfectly. Be prepared to be showered with abundance in miraculous ways. To fall so deep in love, you'll forget about all the times love broke your heart. So trust me. I'm here. I see you. I know you. I accept you. You are everything to me. You always have been and always will be. You are my great awakening. I am everything. Thank you for listening to this episode of Art Stories by artist Sarah Long. Go to artistsarahlong.com for more art stories.